Aye, listen, they're reaching out there now, the last kind of, their last really 10 days. I know that they've put in their kind of final preps and plans in place. You know, they're just recently, I suppose, announced there. And yeah, listen, exciting. Two new fellas, two new faces coming in, a bit of freshness, I think, is good. There's still a kind of a current real strong group of players there. You know, I think to really kind of push on with Donegal. And I suppose Paddy is a strong you know, resume there already in place, and Aidan, I suppose, is a strong resume too, as a footballer himself, and also too at club and inter-county level over the last number of years. So yeah, they'll bring a fresh approach, and you know, sometimes that's just what's required, and that's what's required, and sometimes it takes very little. The margins at the top between winning and losing are you know, it's, everybody says it's cliched, they're very small, but
of course.
At that top level they tend to be very small, and it can take very little to tip the scales in one way or another, you know.
Well, we definitely wish them well. Do you know both of them on a personal basis away from the management side?
I wouldn't have came across them, no, an awful lot. That kind of way, other from just watching football. Obviously, I know Paddy Carr would have managed Kilmacud Crokes at a time, from watching football since there was no height, I would have seen him managing there. And also, Aidan O'Rourke would have been a phenomenal player with Armagh at the time. So, yeah, listen, you know, Paddy has strong Donegal roots too. I think that's always good to know from being down there in Fannad. So, listen, I know the Donegal crowd, the Donegal people in general will get behind things. New season will get up and running fairly soon again with the McKenna Cup early January, and all of a sudden we're back into National League. You see the fixtures released there. So, yeah, listen, players will be mad to get back again, and that's the way the kind of season rolls.
When you do have off time like this here, is there a hunger to get back at it again?
It generally kind of it moves and kind of sports. You generally after a season you get stuck straight in again with the club, and that's the way the split season has kind of worked this year. You kind of finished from one straight into another season, so you had very little time to settle. And then, you know, after the club season that we had this year, we went probably a wee bit deeper into the championship than we would have first expected. Got out, knocked out in quarter final stages. There generally is that craving for a couple of weeks of rest, and then like anything athlete wise, once you rest up for those couple of weeks, then all of a sudden you're like, okay, where do we go here now? And you're twiddling your thumbs, you know.
You know, the commitment to the likes of yourself and other players is huge at the minute, because the fitness levels like are up there with, you know, international athletes. Like, you know, everything's monitored, everything's, you know, it's a big pressure on you there to maintain that. Or
generally, once you get to the level. And once you get to that certain level of fitness, that's the big change you would notice in the last probably 5 or 6 years at inter-county level, is that you would never tend to drastically lose any of your fitness throughout the year. You would try and keep it at a certain level all year round. You know, when I first came in inter-county, probably your October, November, December, you would have probably done very, very little, if nothing. And I suppose the energy that you would have put on to get yourself back up to the fitness levels would have been something that's you know, this young generation now, and as you say, with things monitored so much all year round, and the season the way it is now too structured, you have to be playing for nearly 10 months a year. You can't ever really let yourself dip or go in that way, you know.
Well, we wish you continued success with the county, and of course with your club, Glenswilly. What's your plans for the future, if there's such, are you just going to keep going until you just
listen, every year, I think, you know, as a player, every year I've done it since I was probably just turned 17 coming into the inter-county panel. You always look at the year at the very end of the year, and you kind of make decisions around it and see yourself. So I've been doing that. So, and around, you know, the next, you know, coming weeks again, when I see the team coming back, them decisions will be made again, and that's kind of the way I generally go about it, you know.